So my name is Sean William Dawson, artist, multidisciplinary artist, mainly known for mixed media and my prints. Ted, our relationship started when I went to Georgian. I started Georgian College in 1994 for fine arts, and he was the head of fine arts at that time. Right away, I recognized that this was a man that I should be paying attention to. The way he delivered education programs, the way he spoke about art, the way he was open to everybody was just phenomenal. And then it continued after college, too. Actually, it's funny, my career really started when I got a call from the McLaren asking me to come in for a job interview for the Van Gogh program. It turned out, from what I've been told, was that they had called Georgian and talked to Ted and asked if he had any recommendations, and the first name he said was mine. Prior to that, I had never thought about teaching art or anything like that. I thought I was going to be making paintings, getting them into galleries, and that was it. And he just said that he saw something in me that he knew that I could teach. After my first day of teaching, that was it. I was going to be doing this because I loved it. And then he curated one of my first solo exhibits. He was always there for me anytime I needed. Always picked up the phone. He's not just a mentor. I now consider him a close friend as well. The best thing that I ever took in Georgian was the business of art, and that was under Ted's guide. And that helped me more than any other class that I ever took at Georgian. The way Ted designed that program and delivered it shaped how I made my career. It was two times that his advice really helped me out. The first was my last year of school. I was down at that time. I was really down, and Ted took note of it. And he's like, well, what's going on? And I'm like, you really want to know? He's like, yes, I really want to know. I'm like, well, what am I going to do? I had been in this institution for 4 years, and that was everything. That was the art world that I knew. And it was hitting me like, I'm going to be on my own after this. I was terrified, and I was upset, worried. And he's like, you want my advice? I'm like, Ted, I always want your advice. He's like, get used to it. This career is in waves. Ted said to me, he's like, you're going to have highs and lows, but it's how you deal with the lows that really makes you the true professional. Everybody can be great when they're on top. But when you're down low, that's when you really have to persevere. The other time, it was a smaller thing, but it really, I felt that it helped me get to the next level of my career. And that's, Ted had given me a solo show at Georgian College. And I thought, you know, once you get a show, that's it. Everyone else takes care of everything else. And he'd be emailing me like, I need this. And then I'd get it to him a week later or whatever, right? And the show went off well. And he just said, the one thing you really got to work on, Sean, is getting back to people with responses. And it sounds like such a silly thing, but I was younger and more naive. That really, it woke me up. It just made me realize, like, oh, that is part of the business side of it. It sounds so silly that I needed that advice, but sometimes you do. Sometimes you get so lost in, you know, in just making the work. Work-wise, what I got the most out of him was be very, very present when creating work. You have to be very self-aware, but also embrace the unknown. Ted really brought that to me. The one thing that I will say that I really feel a Ted influence as far as the way I teach is be open to everybody and listen. Ted would listen to someone that it was obvious that they just weren't going to be an artist, but he would give them just as much attention as the person that was going to do something, that he knew was going to go somewhere. And to me, that was such an admirable trait. It really is. And patience, like just to learn how to listen and react and try to be as positive as you can, but also be constructive. I never heard a harsh word come out of Ted's mouth. Ted, the way he taught is a bit of a different atmosphere than the way I have to teach because he taught college. Students are there because they want to be there for art. I have to stick with curriculum. I believe in teaching kids how to do things realistically and learning how to graph, how to shade properly. But then I try to have it where, as we go along, they get to be more and more free. And I think Ted does teach that in a way. I think just a bit more of a looser way. I'm not the type of artist that can do just studio time. I need to teach. The education system itself, it has to be part of what I do. I really admire the way that Ted can break down work. He made me more aware of composition and how to analyze, not just in my own work, but within it and point it out to the students. Like this, why do you think this is working? Well, I'll say, well, it's because you have lines here, but similar lines up here. So your eyes go back and forth. You're making the viewer look at the picture as a whole. And just speaking that art language without it being art language. if that makes sense. But yeah, it wasn't for the way Ted taught me, I would be teaching the way that I teach.